submit an application for community development block grant funds. I apologize, much of it is pro forma, so I'm just going to be reading from a script. I will start with the legal notice. St. Lawrence County will hold a public hearing on December 2nd at 5:45 in the Board of Legislators chamber in Canton for the purpose of hearing public comments on the county's community development needs and to discuss the possible submission of one or more community development block grant applications for the 2019 program year. The CDBG program is administered by the State Office of Community Renewal and will make available to eligible local governments about $10 million for the 2019 program year for housing, economic development, public facilities, public infrastructure, and planning activities, with the principal purpose of benefiting low and moderate income persons. The hearing will provide further information about the CDBG program and will allow for citizen participation in the development of any proposed grant applications and or provide technical assistance to develop alternate proposals. Comments on the CDBG program or proposed projects will be received at this time. The hearing is being conducted pursuant to Section 570.486, Subpart 1 of the CFR, and in compliance with the requirements of the Housing and Community Development Act as amended. There's another paragraph that says that the board chamber is accessible to people with disabilities, but if you're here, you already know that. The Community Development Block Grant Program is a federal community revitalization and development program administered in New York by the Office of Community Renewal. The CDBG program provides financial assistance to eligible cities, towns, and villages with populations of less than 50,000 people, and to counties with populations of under 200,000 people in order to develop viable communities by providing decent, affordable housing, create stable living environments, and enhance economic opportunities across the state. Eligible communities may apply for funding on their own, or they may ask the county to apply on their behalf. Applicants to the CDBG program must ensure that 70% of all activities principally benefit low and moderate income persons, and I will define that later. On October 23rd of this year, OCR announced the availability of about $10 million in state and federal funds for funding for housing activities. These funds may be used for activities including rehabilitation of housing, home ownership, manufactured housing replacement, well and septic replacement, and lateral connection assistance. Benefits must be primarily LMI persons. Applications must be made through the Community Development Online. It's an application system. And then for further information, there's a URL that you can go look at. CDBG activities must meet a national objective, provide a benefit to persons of low and moderate incomes, defined as a household income at or below 80% of the county median household income, adjusted for household size, and again, I'll describe that in detail later. Applicants that propose to provide area benefits, that's not what we're doing, but there is a definition there. Applicants that propose to provide direct benefits must exclusively serve LMI persons, and that is what we are proposing. Applicants that propose to provide limited clientele benefit must provide assistance to persons presumed by HUD to be LMI persons, including abused children, elderly persons, battered spouses, homeless people, disabled people, and others. As reported earlier, the total amount of funding is $10 million. Towns, villages, and cities may apply for a maximum of $500,000. Counties may apply for a maximum of $1 million. There is a limitation, however, that was reported in a recent webinar regarding this grant. If a community has already applied for CDBG funds successfully in 2019, the amount that we can apply for now is the difference between, in our case, $1 million, which is the max for a county, minus what we have successfully applied for. So in our case, we applied for $550,000 earlier this year to fund the 23rd round of the county's direct home ownership assistance program. So now we can only apply for $450,000. We propose to use $440,000 in CDBG funds to help 10 low and moderate income households rehabilitate their homes. This will be the third round of the countywide housing rehabilitation program. Based on our actual expenses, the county anticipates that each participating household will receive grants for approximately $36,000 per housing unit to pay for repairs to bring their home to standard condition. Now, this varies greatly. In our recent CHIRP 2, we had a low of $4,000 in change and then a high of 70-some thousand dollars. The $70,000 one was because it was an older house and it was subject to SHPO, State Historic Preservation Office standards. And those are wonderful because they mean that you replace a wooden window with a wooden window and you don't go with a vinyl replacement, but they make a job a lot more expensive. Let's see, the county intends to distribute these funds to clients on a countywide basis. Households may be eligible to participate in CHIRP 3 if they earn less than 80% of the county's median household income. Preference will be given to those households with disabled persons, households with very low incomes, households or houses with significant rehabilitation needs. Persons interested in participating in the program are encouraged to contact the North Country Housing Council. Phone number is listed. The waiting list right now currently has over 100 qualified applicants. But as we proceed with a grant, we find that any number of those applicants are not in fact going to be qualified, which is why we want anybody who is interested now to please get on that list. Application deadline is 4 p.m. on December the 18th, 16 days from now. Grant award is anticipated to be made in early spring, and we have a maximum of 2 years to complete the project from the date of grant award. St. Lawrence County maintains an anti-displacement and relocation plan for its housing activities. That means that if we're working on your house and we need to move you out of it for your safety for a day, a week, however long it takes, we pay for it. As an applicant for CDBG funds, St. Lawrence County is committed to provide technical assistance to groups representative of persons of low and moderate income that request assistance in developing proposals in accordance with procedures developed by the state. That's one reason why there's so much detail in this handout. If anybody is here and is interested in applying for a CDBG award for a program that you're involved with, you have a fair amount of information to start with. I'm going to read this next statement in its entirety. It's our fair housing statement. The County of St. Lawrence and the North Country Housing Council are equal opportunity housing providers. The county does not discriminate against applicants for housing assistance based on race, color, religion, national origin, age, gender, familial status, or disability. Written comments on this proposed application may be submitted by mail to Jason Fotenauer, Director of Planning. The address is listed in your handout. His email is listed in your handout. And for more information, you can contact me, and my contact information is listed in the handout. Now, in your handout is a sheet like this, and this is HUD's determination of what constitutes low and moderate income in St. Lawrence County. For the purposes of this grant, if you are a household of four persons, you would qualify as low and moderate income if your household income, looking at the bottom line, low 80% of income limits, if your family income was $50,000, less than $50,000, so $49,900, you would be considered low and moderate income. You would qualify for this program based on your income. You can see the very low and extremely low income, but the bottom line is the low income limits, that's the cutoff. Finally, I'd just like to talk for a minute about the CDBG history in St. Lawrence County. We have administered CDBG-funded housing programs since 1982. We have obtained 24 grants to do home ownership assistance. These programs have enabled more than 600 low and moderate income households to purchase homes. We have also obtained 28 grants to rehabilitate substandard units. These programs have also helped more than 600 low and moderate income households to improve their living conditions. Our CDBG housing programs have therefore assisted over 1,200 low and moderate income households. This equals about 3,000 people. In total, the planning office has secured $25.4 million in CDBG funds, to address housing issues. The Planning Office estimates an overall economic impact from these programs of over $60 million. In addition, the Planning Office has secured almost $3 million in CDBG funds for public facilities and economic development projects. The value of projects assisted by these awards approaches $100 million and has saved or created hundreds of local jobs. Planning Office has also written CDBG applications for communities across the county that would administer the grant if it was successful, notably several housing awards for the Village of Messina. And then other communities in St. Lawrence County have successfully secured and administered CDBG funding housing programs on their own. These communities include the city of Ogdensburg, the villages of Governor, Messina, and Potsdam, the towns of Fowler, Hopkinton, and Madrid. Are there any questions?
Is there anyone that wants to address the topic of August 12th? Seeing none, I declare the public hearing closed.
Thank you, sir.
So we went down to Washington. Call to order the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators, December 2nd meeting. Roll call, please.
Reagan. Forsythe. Lightfoot.
Here.
Sheridan.
Here.
Leader. Denisha.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Akers.
Here.
Fay.
Here.
Haggard. Arquette.
Here.
Burke.
Here.
Arquette.
Here.
Terminelli.
Here.
Curran.
Here.
13 present.
Mr. Haggard is excused from tonight's meeting. If you'd all stand, we will have the prayer by Mr. Denisha, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the bounty that you bestowed upon us. Thank you for allowing us to gather here this evening, gratefully acknowledge contributions of those who are no longer with us, celebrate the accomplishments of this year, and enjoy the spirit of fellowship. Let us not forget those who are less privileged, whose futures are indeed less than bright. We have faith in you, one another, grow beyond our doubts, and bring us together.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we do every December, we have a memorial service to honor the former members of the legislature who are no longer with us. Tonight, the memorial service is for Mr. Donald Burns, who served on this board back in, I believe it was the 1980s. I would call upon Jim Reagan to offer the resolution, please. Second by the entire board.
Whereas during the past year we've lost in our ranks Donald F. Burns, legislator. Whereas this man was recognized as a leader in his community and was chosen to serve on the Board of Legislators representing District 17 from 1982 through 1986, as well as performing other duties for his fellow citizens. He honorably and diligently discharged trust so reposed in him, and he is now departed, leaving a memory to remember, which today
seek to commemorate. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we treasure the qualities of service and devotion to duty of this, our absent friend, that we rejoice in the work he accomplished and sorrow that he is no longer with us. And be it further resolved, in token of our respect to this departed associate, this resolution be included in our records as a permanent memorial to his time spent with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had the good fortune of serving on our county committee, our county democratic committee, with Mr. Burns. He also served as the chairman of that in that capacity for a number of years. He served the people with every ounce of his fabric. He breathed politics. He instilled it into his children and his grandchildren, and they're all very fine and respected people in their community. And he just did a great job, bringing his family up and the full commitment to the people that he represented was very admirable. So we'll miss him.
Is there anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor of the resolution? Opposed? Carried. Mr. Reagan, will you come forward, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Donald Burns was a patriot, a public servant, and a very important part of the Ogdensburg community. Don was a retired first sergeant. He served in the United States Air Force from 1946 to 1948, and then served in the Army Reserves for 28 years. He married Barbara Perro, and together raised 12 children. I grew up with the Burns family and attended school in Ogdensburg with several of the children. Anyone who knows his children knew an important fact about Don Burns. He encouraged his children to care about their community and country, and he encouraged all of them to stand up for what they believed in. Don worked as a chemist at Alcoa. He was active in the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He served as a major in the Civil Air Patrol, was active in the Maple City Prop Busters Club. He was also a member of the St. Lawrence County Democratic Party, where he worked hard to build a strong two-party system in Ogdensburg and the county. I got to know Don while he served on the county legislature as a legislator from Ogdensburg. We had a great many talks because he would occasionally give me rides to county legislature meetings when my car was in the shop. During his 6 years on the legislature, Don was known as someone who put his community first, even ahead of partisan politics. He served as advisor to the Honor Society at Northwest Tech BOCES, which was named after him. And the St. Lawrence County Democratic Party honored him for his service to the party with the Silas Wright Award, the party's highest honor. I would like to thank the Burns family for sharing him with our community and the people of St. Lawrence County. I can honestly say he made a difference during his life, and I'm very proud that I knew him and could call him my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reagan. As is our custom, the legislators would present the family members with a token of our esteem and our in remembrance of Don. So if the legislators would come forward, please. And that is the end of the ceremony. We will have a short recess from our meeting to bid you goodbye and thank you for coming. And we're very happy to have you here. Thank you. We're in recess. We'll reconvene our meeting. And I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda. By Mr. Perkins, seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? What I would also entertain is an amendment to the agenda to approve suspension of the rules to consider an additional resolution that was not included in the packet within the prescribed time period. By Ms. Curran, seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion on the amendment to the resolution? Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I would entertain a motion to approve the amended agenda. By Mr. Arquette, seconded by Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Carried. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of November 4th. Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Carried. Are there any communications? No communications tonight. This is the time for citizen participation. Any citizen wishing to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes, and please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board? Seeing none, we will move on to the presentation of resolutions. You do?
This is regarding the contract with Delta Engineers and the bridges in Hopkinton. I just had a few questions for Mr. Chambers. I wondered what the cost of a temporary bridge is for this project.
Now is the time, not for a back and forth between, you know, anybody here. It's time to make a presentation. If you want to frame your questions so that Mr. Chambers could answer them either after the meeting or at a later date, that would be appropriate. But to go back and forth tonight, that's not the structure of the meetings that we have.
How would I know my concerns then?
Well, there will be resolutions that are going to be coming up later in the meeting with respect to the bridges at the Jones Road. If you want to discuss them or talk about them, if you are recognized by a member of the board, probably much like your meetings are,
yes,
that you know, you'd have the opportunity to speak then. Okay, but I mean, if you want to throw any questions at Mr. Chambers now, you're more than welcome to. At least he could be prepared to answer them either.
Okay. That'd be
all right?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to know what the cost of the temporary bridges that we're talking about putting in there, and also the permanent bridges in 2021. I'd like to know what the vehicle count is on that road. And it is, in fact, a seasonal limited use road. The engineering study, I understand, is going to be up to $60,000. What happens if it's more than that? I do have some other input here that maybe after we talk about that, I can bring that up.
All right, very good.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that wants to address the board? Seeing none, we will move now to the presentation of resolutions. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the St. Lawrence County Sheriff's Supervisor Association, the St. Lawrence County Deputies Association contract settlement, and movers adoption.
Seconded by Ms. Curran, Mr. Burke, and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Urquhart?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Urquhart?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office for overtime expenses for the Correctional Division. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Mr. Perkins, Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Excuse me, roll call.
Sheridan? Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Urquhart?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Urquhart?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office to accept 2019 State Criminal Alien Assistance Program funding from the Bureau of Justice Department. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget to accept a scholarship from the New York State Department of Transportation for bus services. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Perkins, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the Planning Office to apply for Community Development Block Grant funding and for the Chair to sign necessary application documentation and a contract with the New York State Office of Community Renewal and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Burke, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran, and Mr. Leader. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the Chair to sign a contract with Wright RX LLC DBA US RX Care for Prescription Management. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Terminelli and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the Chair to sign a contract with TrustedEmployees.com for background screening and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Perkins and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for governmental services for capital infrastructure and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution seeking approval of revised St. Lawrence County Information Technology Acceptable Use Policy and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsythe, Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Arquette, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Resolution authorizing the Chair to sign a contract with Dr. Benjamin Gruda for pharmacist services in the Public Health Department. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the Wodvenski and Company for Article 6 state aid processing for the Public Health Department, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the Public Health Department to accept a laptop computer for the county coroners to aid in the battle against the opioid epidemic, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Ms. Terminelli. Mr. Fay, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Dr. Magendra Thakur for the tuberculosis TB program in the Public Health Department. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with James McGinnis and Associates Incorporated to provide billing processing software for the preschool program in the Public Health Department, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Terminelli and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign memorandum of understanding between the Public Health Department and the American Red Cross of Northern New York, ARCNNY. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract for early intervention services for the Public Health Department. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Burke and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for community services for funding from the New York State Opioid Response, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fay and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Akers?
Aye.
Fay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer resolution for charging tax items. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution adopting the mortgage tax report. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Treasurer's Office for additional sales tax distribution. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Perkins, Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Fay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the Treasurer to modify the 2019 budget for Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, WIO, to transfer formula funds from dislocated worker accounts to adult accounts. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Terminelli, Mr. Perkins, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Nancy Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways for machinery rental, winter maintenance, and paving materials. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Burke and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran? Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution abandoning a portion of State Highway number 732, also known as State Highway 68 in the town of Oswegatchie. I move this resolution.
Second. Second by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution abandoning sections of State Highway number 9496, also known as State Highway 812, in the town of Pitcairn. I move this resolution.
Second by Ms. Curran and Mr. Sheridan. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Delta Engineers, Architects, and Land Surveyors, DPC, for professional engineering services for two bridges on Jones Road over West Branch of the St. Regis River. Bid number 3366590, bid number 331150. I move this resolution.
The for the later bin, the last bin, it's 3341150.
What did
I say? Omitted the four.
Oh, sorry.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Mr. Fay, Mr. Arquette, and Ms. Curran, Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Mr. Akers.
I'm not going to be supporting this resolution. I'm not in favor of expending this amount of money for engineering for this temporary bridge. I'll be voting no.
Anyone else? Mr. Leader.
I'm similarly concerned about the expense, and I'm surprised and, of course, happy to see the town supervisor for the town of Fowler here, but I'm believing that those were the questions that he was asking, and I know there's a lot of concern about expenses, and so I will similarly not be supporting this.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is for the permanent structure, not the temporary structure.
I apologize.
I withdraw.
I believe this was a temporary one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman,
is everybody
clear
on that?
I withdraw my dissent.
Thank you. Anyone else? Whew. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution approving supplemental agreement number 3 for preliminary engineering designs and final design for the South Shore Road over the Oswegatchie River, bin 3340940, pin number 775371. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to award and sign contract for two temporary bridges over Jones Road over the West Branch of St. Regis River, Town of Hoppington, bin number 3366590, bin number 3341150. As the finance chair, I will move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Discussion, Mr. Arquette.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to amend this resolution under the first hour, therefore, get resolved under contractor. I'd like to have J.E. Sheehan Contracting Corporation. And then under the contract amount, I'd like to have $135,000.
So noted. Is there a second to the amendment to the resolution by Mr. Burke and Ms. Arquette and Mr. Sheridan? Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The amendment is carried. As to the amended resolution, is there any further discussion on that? Ms. Arquette.
One thing, the second for the resolution, the original resolution, it was myself, not Ms. Curran.
You're going to have to speak up. I can't hear.
The second for the original resolution was myself, not Ms. Curran.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Would you please note that?
I just want to say that the installation of the temporary bridges for the Jones Road, it may prove vital to the health of the small businesses that rely on winter recreation, such as the snowmobiling. Vital not only for the businesses, but also for all of those that they employ. If this board supports economic development and tourism in St. Lawrence County, then they should be supporting these businesses by supporting this resolution and the construction of both of these bridges.
Is there anyone else?
Excuse me.
Mr. Akers.
Well, as it's been previous in the Finance Committee, I spoke out against this resolution. I'm concerned about the cost to install this temporary bridge. I'm concerned, and now we know what the costs are, which is $135,000, which I'm just speaking with Mr. Chambers, that does include the engineering stamp. So I'm concerned about the cost to put it in. I'm concerned about the cost to take it out. I'm also concerned about the liability because the county is responsible. It's a temporary seasonal road. But what I'm really actually concerned about, which wasn't reported, and I guess I didn't articulate it the last time, was that this sets a precedent for other bridges. I think if you recall this summer, it seemed like I sent an email to Mr. Chambers. It seemed like we were closing or reducing the weight on a bridge just about once a week. So we have about 200 bridges that we're responsible for. My concern is that we will be implored to do this on another bridge that would be suitable for autos or trucks. It's a limited seasonal use. I do realize the importance of snowmobile to the tourists and the money that's spent. And I do realize that unfortunately it's a 2-year time delay before we are actually going to be planning to put this bridge in. But I think it sets a dangerous precedent for what the county is required to do in maintaining our structures, and I will not be supporting it.
Thank you. Mr. Arquette.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Legislator Arquette on the small business aspect of it. That's a very big issue, to say the least. But if we refer back to resolution number 20, we had an increase in anticipated sales tax for 2019 that I think a great deal of is because of the trail system and everything that it's involved with. And in the next resolution, I'll be making an amendment, but per this discussion, that $50,000 of the $135,000 is coming from the county snowmobile fund. Another $5,000 is coming from in-kind gifts from the St. Lawrence County Snowmobile Association, I believe. So we're actually looking at $48,000 of tax money, which is a significant amount of money, but in comparison with the revenue that it's generating, it's nowhere near what we're getting back for this. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Mr. Burke.
Well, I appreciate Kevin's argument about trying to watch out for the county's money, but I'm more concerned with the issues Nancy raises and Tony raises, is what are the costs if we don't do this? A 2-year break in a trail can be devastating. This is just a little bit more
than what we put up for the Bassmasters. And that was a 3 or 4 day event. It's a good investment, and I wholeheartedly support it.
Mr. Forsyth?
I'm still on the fence on this one. The cost is definitely an issue for me. Wasn't there, and I don't know who to ask, I guess Tony, wasn't there a second option at one time, but that didn't pan out? Am I correct in that? Have we really pursued that second option to the full extent of pursuing it?
The DEC have their heels dug in, as far as I'm aware.
What was that?
I believe the DEC have their heels dug in on interjecting into that specific market.
Okay.
Mr. Perkins, and then Ms. Arquette.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've been trying to establish this countywide multi-use trail system for around 15 years now, which supports many mom-and-pop stores with small number of employees, just as has been noted already. We have tourism right at the top of our list to help sustain our failing economy. We've seen the fruition from the Bassmasters and all the fishing tournaments that are coming around. It's not just a few days event. People are coming year-round to fish now. That's the same with this. If we don't help put this bridge in, we're basically dooming the mom and pops that are there now that have taken the time to put in extra money, to put in gas pumps, just to do the extra mile for this business. And if they end up losing this business for 2 years, and it's not just for the snowmobiles, it's for the ATVs in the summer as well. So it's a year-round economy. If they don't get this business, there's potential that they can close their shops. If they close their shops, then what do they do? The properties go back on the tax roll? Going to cost the taxpayers more money? We always talk about helping our economy. Now's the time to do it. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak before, that hasn't spoken yet, before Ms. Arquette? Mr. Reagan.
Mr. Chair, could I direct a question to Mr. Arquette?
Certainly.
What would be the alternative route if these bridges aren't put in?
There was conversations with Water Mountain Fish and Game Club to establish a trail through a portion of their property. And then the bridges that would be utilized in those cases, in essence, were deemed inadequate through the research of the DEC, apparently. Don might be able to do that.
But if these bridges aren't put in, where will the snowmobilers and ATVers go?
If the temporary bridges are
put in? Are not put in.
It would keep them from going to these businesses that we're mentioning. That you need to go over these bridges to get to the Cedar Lodge, for example, to all of the clubs where folks are riding. There would be no way you would have to have a groomer on either side of it. It's in the heart of the trail system, and it's the only way to digress the river itself. If our trail planning administration can answer that, I certainly want that.
Thank you.
Is there anyone? Ms. Curran.
So a few years ago in Messina, they had the Canadian bridge that was down to one lane and disrupted a lot of the Canadian travel over to Messina. And as I was sitting at a meeting this afternoon, they were talking about the number of restaurants they felt closed because of that, because once people break their pattern of coming across that bridge to go to things, even once the bridge is back, the pattern is done. So there's a couple of good-sized restaurants that Messina feels closed because of that bridge construction a few years ago, and I don't really want to see that happen to other businesses, so I'll be supporting this.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that hasn't addressed this topic yet?
Ms. Arquette.
Would it be possible for Mr. Chambers just to clarify the funding that Mr. Arquette was explaining? So that
Mr. Chambers, if you're so inclined.
Yes, that's on the next resolution dealing with the funding, but I'm certainly happy to speak to that. What we have proposed is taking funds from the area of the county budget that has funded the trail system. So the bulk of the funds on that resolution will be coming out of the trail monies that we have set aside for trails, and $5,000 from the Snowmobile Association, and $48,000 would need to come from the contingency account.
That answer your question?
Just a
go ahead.
Mr. Akers talked about liability, but we are using a contractor that we have previously that does work for us. Correct, Ms. Sheehan?
Yes, that's correct. And so, for as far as the during the construction,
yep.
We do have insurance that the contractor would be utilizing to protect the county and themselves as, when they're doing the construction itself. So there is liability insurance that covers the county.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Forsyth.
Well, first of all, I'd like to recognize the original, it's Mike, right?
Yes.
You had some questions for Mr. Chambers. If you want to, as long as he's up there.
The chair will recognize Mr. Capolino. Can you come right up here then?
I neglected to introduce myself before. I'm Mike Capolino. I'm supervisor at Town of Fowler. Deputy Supervisor Rick Nuvine is here also, my wife. One of the concerns we had, and for the record, we're not opposed to having this bridge replaced. We're actually looking forward to the precedent. But one of the concerns is that we've been without a bridge for a number of years now, and we're being taken kind of by surprise here that a snowmobile bridge is going to be replaced. Actually, two bridges are going to be replaced instead of one 40-foot bridge in the town of Fowler. The vehicle count on the Emeryville Road currently, it was done just recently, is 193 cars. Those cars have been isolated from traveling to Tripp's Diner, to several garage repair shops in the town of Fowler, in the hamlet of town of Fowler. That's just, I'm trying to give everybody some background here, but I wondered, when was the bridge actually closed, or it was inspected by the state and then closed?
It was mid-September. Yes, I'm sorry, I don't have the exact date.
Yep. And that being said, I guess what I'm looking at is ours was closed, I'm going to say 3 years ago, probably. I can't remember exactly, but it's been 3 years, close to 3 years. And there really hasn't been any grounds made to replace that bridge. That's why we're here tonight. It just seems that a seasonal limited use road is not really a priority. I guess that's my question. We were told the Emeryville Bridge was not a priority, and now we're looking at a seasonal limited use bridge that is being prioritized before this bridge. Again, the county installed a temporary bridge in Emeryville, and in repairing another bridge, they put a temporary bridge on that bridge and then pulled it right out as soon as the other bridge was complete. I had asked Don at one point if the county could leave that for snowmobile traffic or four-wheeler traffic or even light-duty cars, and that was, we were told, no, absolutely not, that's coming out of there, and it was removed almost immediately. again, this, I think the town of Fowler at that time had offered to, in our negotiations with the county, to pony up $50,000 towards the replacement of this bridge. The cost of the bridge was about $125,000, and then for some reason that was turned down. Again, I'm not sure if politics played a part in this, as we all know that the county sued the town a few years ago, and the town for ownership, and the county ended up losing that suit. The state found in Supreme Court that the county did in fact own that bridge, and I question, and I have since then, is that the reason that we're not replacing this bridge? Again, that's...
Are you asking me that question?
The
answer is no.
Okay.
Just so we're loud and clear.
More of a rhetorical question.
Just so we're loud and clear with that.
But then $60,000 was approved for a study on this bridge. Bridges, I guess. There's two of them in Hopkinton. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. So I guess I'm asking if... And once again, I'm not opposed to this bridge being replaced because it does help county people, county residents. So I'm just asking for some fairness for the people in the town of Fowler.
Okay. I beg your pardon?
Any more questions for Don?
Yes.
I still have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kaplan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Arquette made the statement, DEC has their heels dug in of an optional route through Weller Mountain. Can you explain that better to me? What's going on with that? Why?
I have not been in negotiations or discussions with DEC.
At all?
I did get an email from an employee of DEC regarding the crossing. There were some difficulties that they were having with the proposed crossing through Weller Hunting Club, but you know, as far as being there and being a part of the discussion or negotiations with the Hunting Club or the DEC, that was a snowmobile association dealing, and not, it wasn't a highway thing, so I really wasn't directly involved in that, but I did get a email from an employee at DEC indicating that there were some issues. There may have been a solution, but I don't know if that solution was acceptable to the Hunting Club. But again, that's what I understand, but I don't know that because I wasn't directly involved. That's what I understand.
Okay, this is reminding me of a similar thing years ago, but it's different. When we had election machines come in and we were going to lease the storage of the new machines for $35,000 a year, and Tom Nichols sat right there in that seat and said, there's got to be a different solution. And we came up with a different solution. Didn't cost us $35,000 a year for the life of whatever. I just can't support it based on the numbers. How many snowmobiles go over that trail a day? Do they generate, I'm just figuring the 50,000, do they generate 1.25 million? Because that at 4%, that's what it'd have to generate. Are they just gonna go halfway, go back? You know,
I don't know the answer.
Yeah,
the snowmobile traffic.
And I don't either, so thank you.
Any other questions for the highway superintendent? Mr. Arquette?
Not for the highway superintendent.
Okay. Donald, thank you very much.
I do.
You do? Go ahead.
Mr. Chambers, what kind of time period or cost do you expect to, if this is passed, to remove this temporary structure?
The removal shouldn't be too difficult, but it will likely involve a crane and at least a couple days work by highway crews. We're probably talking somewhere around 20,000-25,000 in crane service, approximately. And then a few days service of highway crews taking it apart. So we're probably looking at a $30,000 cost associated with the removal, somewhere around that area.
But do we own the crane now, or do we, we'd have to?
No, we would be running a crane through what, you know, we put crane service out to bid. So that's why I'm saying approximate. I would have to know what the, look at the bid for crane services at that point.
Mrs. Arquette had a question about liability. Is our liability, are we self-insured on this particular liability policy?
The county is self-insured, but during the construction, the contractor does have to put, supply insurance during the construction. They have their insurance company would name the county as an additional insured as a rider on their policy by contract.
Thank you, Mr. Chambers. That's all the questions I have. I would like to continue, if I may. I agree with Mr. Forsyth. There has to be a better way. I was contacted by constituents concerning this matter. It's my understanding that it's 16 miles around to get to the alternate end of the trail, which I don't believe for a snowmobile that 16 miles is a large deal. And I think part of the problem, and the other constituent was talking about in their talks with the DEC with Weller Mountain, the comment was made, and it was only email, I didn't talk to the individual, that it was held up long enough so that some excavation couldn't take place. And I think, you know, we've had a number of issues with this trail and conflicts with the DEC, and we do know that our trail coordinator, Debbie Christie, has had some volatile issues with the DEC back and forth. And I'm thinking that maybe we need a different spokesperson to talk to the DC about how this, maybe we can have time to do an alternative. We're looking at $135,000. We're looking at $20,000 to take it out. We're looking at $50,000 out of taxpayers' money to put this in. I think that that should be, that we should table this. I would make a motion to table it. Until
is there a second to the motion to table by Ms. Curran? There's no discussion on a motion to table. All in favor of tabling the resolution?
Aye.
Show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mr. Arquette.
I don't think that this job, and I think what Legislator Arquette was getting at with her liability question, is that this job bears no more or less liability than any job that we do in the county. And I apologize for not having more detailed information, but as Don said, and it falls the same for me, I was not part of the Weller Mountain negotiation. That was the Snowmobile Association. I was privy to some of the information. And as far as the folks from Fowler, I can certainly understand how you feel about this situation, but I think to a degree we're talking apples and oranges. I think probably every one of us have bridges within our districts that are closed right now. I have several in mine. And I don't, you know, bear that same argument that, wait a minute, we're building a trail outside of my district. We need to look at the bridges in mind, because it serves a completely different purpose. It's a revenue generating bridge in a real strategic area that's supporting businesses on both sides of it. If you've got all the folks that are in the clubs up here traveling with their snowmobiles and ATVs, they're coming this way towards Parrishville to utilize all their businesses. All the people from Parrishville and the rest of the county go up that way to utilize the businesses on the other side. The 16-mile part of it—that's I disagree with. I think it would dampen the chances of survival of those businesses greatly. But anyway, again, I think we should refer back to the increased sales tax, and if it's not coming from things like the Bassmasters and the trail, you know, where is it coming from? That's where a bulk of it's coming from. So this is money well spent, in my opinion. Thank you,
Mr. Burke.
I was under the impression that there was a timing issue on this as well. I mean, I think all of us would have embraced other ideas had they been equally as effective or cheaper to the taxpayers. But it was my understanding that there was a fairly narrow window of opportunity to construct a temporary bridge and to have it in place for this snowmobile season. Could I ask Don if that's an accurate assessment?
Certainly.
Is that accurate, Don?
Yes, the snowmobile season starts if there's enough snow, December 15th.
And if we didn't act fairly soon, what's the window of opportunity? Maybe that's what I should ask you.
I think it's closing relatively soon. It's a seasonal road. That area won't be plowed on the one end, and we'll make it even more difficult for access for a contractor. So it's going to take them some time to get this accomplished. May or may not be open in time for the opening of the snowmobile season as it is. We're actually less than 2 weeks away, so things will have to move rather quickly in order to get this accomplished for this season.
So again, I think my point is that any delay is, whether it be a table, which failed, but any delay is effectively killing the initiative. And I would certainly encourage, and again, I'd embrace anybody else's idea if they had one. We've been kicking this around now for several weeks. If there was a better idea how to address this, I would have hoped somebody would have brought it forward. But that didn't happen, so we're now left with either supporting the trail system and the snowmobile system, or we're not going to support it, at least in my mind. So I'm wholeheartedly supporting it.
Mr. Reagan.
Mr. Chairman, I've been torn over this because of the cost, but I think it's very important that we think about the importance of the multi-use trail and its importance to many of our rural communities. Many of you here have been very supportive of efforts to draw tourists to the St. Lawrence River, and for that I thank all of you. And I think we have an obligation to support our economic development efforts, tourism development efforts in the southern part of the county by having this multi-use trail system and making it as attractive as possible to the people who come from around northern New York and elsewhere to ride our trails and see what we have to offer. I think, while we're all concerned about costs, I think over the long term, it's important that we provide a seamless experience to visitors so that they tell their friends and they tell others about what a great place we have here in St. Lawrence County, and continue to make St. Lawrence County a major destination, not just during the summer months, but also during the winter months and during the fall, during the ATV season. It's incredibly important that we develop our tourism industry and have our multi-use trail as a major destination for the northeastern United States and southern Ontario. And in order to do that, we need to make the investment to keep this trail open and deal with difficulties when they arise. It's not a good idea to create a 16-mile detour when a lot of these people aren't going to see it on the map. It's too late to change the maps to help them find their way. It's not a good idea for people to get to a certain point on a trail system and then have the bridge closed. I understand the reluctance of many of my colleagues to spend this much money on a temporary bridge, but I think it's more important that we as a legislature continue our efforts to build this trail system and make it the envy of the northeastern United States as an important place where people can come and enjoy their snowmobiles and enjoy their ATVs. And we need to understand that there are those who are opposed to both snowmobile use and ATV use and who will throw roadblocks in our path. And rather than blame those who are carrying out our will by working on these problems, we need to support them, and we need to, when problems like this come up, stand behind them and make them work so that we continue to be a place where families will want to settle, where businesses will want to open, and it makes people realize that instead of going to Lewis County or to other places, that there are terrific places here in St. Lawrence County that they need to visit and need to enjoy and need to tell their friends about.
Thank you, Mr. Reagan. Mr. Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Reagan said it perfectly. It's not just about a revenue-generating bridge. It's about our multi-use trail system. We have people coming from outside the county, lots of people, outdoor enthusiasts, snowmobiling, ATVing, whatever it is. They're coming here saying how great our trails are. If we start shutting them down or not supporting them, we're going to lose the confidence in all the businesses that may want to start up or that are out there now, and we won't have the outside tourism coming in, bringing in money. So we really do need to support this, and Mr. Reagan, you said it perfectly.
Mr. Sheridan?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I've been on the Trails Committee for the last year, and in the meetings that I've been to, I've realized from the people who are there that have been through this for the last 15 years, like Tony Arquette and Rick Perkins and many others at this meeting that they have a monthly basis. The stories are horrendous of the issues and the roadblocks that we are having with the APA and the Department of Environmental Conservation, the bureaucracy that we're running against. The roadblocks are just endless. And I wish that the trails coordinator would have been here tonight, but she's not, so I just wanted to try to read something here that I'd received from her just a little while ago, where she answered some of the questions that were asked here tonight in terms of what the alternative routes would be around the Weller Mountain area. And she kind of clears it up here, and it says here, I met with Weller Mountain Board of Directors reviewed the trail with Vice President and caretaker, and then Weller had their annual meeting October 26th to approve a 20-mile snowmobile route through their property to use for 2 years. DEC reviewed the route a week later with the owner. There is one trout stream crossing in this route. We cannot disturb trout streams from October 1 to June 1, so Weller is out. DEC suggested another route that they may be able to approve. This route is not acceptable to Weller as it goes about 200 yards from their main camp, and they did not ask for their membership to vote on this route at the annual meeting and will not have another meeting until next October for the 170-member club. So we're back to the Jones Road access is the only way to connect this winter over the St. Regis Scenic River, she says. And then she tells about calling contractors and so forth. But that answers the question about what the alternatives are in terms of another avenue possibly rather than the bridge. And so I'm going to support this as well. I'm a big believer in our multi-trail system, And I believe in the snowmobile industry is very important. It's vital to the tourism up here, and it will be for years to come. We got in this business an awful long time ago, this multi-trail business. The county legislature decided to get into it and venture it, and here we are. And these are the things that are going to come along as we are making our way through making this trail from Franklin County on into Lewis County. So I'm going to support this resolution. I think it's a wise cause for tourism in St. Lawrence County.
Thank you, Mr. Sheridan. Mr. Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I still agree with Mr. Akers and Mr. Forsyth, and I am concerned at the amount of money that we are spending for a temporary bridge, which may even dwarf the cost of a permanent bridge. And having said that, however, I am persuaded by Mr. Perkins, Mr. and Ms. Arquette, and even Ms. Curran, and others who have spoken in this way. I do believe we're all connected as a county. I do believe that if one stands, we all can stand. And I do believe in the trail system and the economic, positive economic impact it can bring to our county. My concerns would be, you know, will we generate the sales tax that will make this economically feasible and will offset the cost of the bridge? How many businesses, what businesses are impacted, and what is really the detriment if we were to use an alternate route of 16 miles? However, as Mr. Burke points out, if we do not act on this, and I would like to get those answers, but if we do not act on this now, then it may be moot anyway, and therefore I'm going to be changing my vote, and I will support this.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. Anyone else? Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, and I understand perfectly for the folks of the town of Fowler, but in my mind, and I'm not sure who said it, but I think it's we're talking apples and oranges. You've all heard me speak of Gorham, New Hampshire, in regards to UTVs. Gorham, New Hampshire is the base of Mount Washington. They welcome people there. People come and they spend money. They buy trail passes. They stay in motels. They eat in restaurants. They buy gasoline. Tug Hill, another great example. People go there weekends. I'm not a snowmobiler any longer. If I could do it in the summertime, I would. But it's you know, people go there all the time. Pulaski, another prime example. And you know, it's just and I even though I do not snowmobile, I have a number of friends that do, and this was a topic of concern that was kicked around last weekend, this very route that we're talking about. You know, the loss of business for the proprietors, but also the loss of business for St. Lawrence County as a whole. These people will go, they're mobile. If they can't snowmobile in St. Lawrence County, they'll go to Malone, they'll go to Pulaski, they'll go to Tug Hill, and they'll spend their money there. So I think, you know, a tourism, and one of the, you know, one of the things that we're using our St. Lawrence County, a byline, I guess, is St. Lawrence County undiscovered. Well, you know, we can, you know, go back to the fishing. You know, we have people that were reluctant to help fund the Bassmasters. The Bassmasters has taken off. It's become crazy. We've got, you know, anecdotally, but I believe it's a huge impact on our sales tax revenue. Next year, Messina is going to have a bass tournament, and it's tourism. Unfortunately, the days of heavy industry, I believe, are behind us, and I think that we would be remiss if we don't do everything that we can do to try to attract tourism, whether it's UTVs, snowmobiles, motorcycles, anything, to get people to come here and spend their money. And I think by not doing this, we're saying, you know, I don't think it's worth it.
Mr. Minnelli.
Request a roll call vote.
Well, we're almost to voting. Is there anyone else? Mr. Akers.
Well, as it turns out through the discussion, really the DEC has not dug their heels in. The DEC has talked about an alternative route. The DEC doesn't want you crossing a trout stream. Perfectly logical. So the DEC proposes a different route. So all the arguments, all the passion about why we need this done could have been made to the board members of Weller Mountain. It's two football fields. The trail, proposed trail, or the bypass would have been two football fields away from their camp. I'm sure Weller Mountain is a proven of ATVing and snowmobiling and other sports. Why wasn't the argument made to them? The fact that they just had their board meeting doesn't mean that they couldn't have convened another one. Those arguments could have been made. I don't buy the argument that businesses are entirely developed for strictly for snowmobiling and for ATVing. You're not going to survive in the North Country based on those two sports alone. So it all comes down to public space safety. Mr. Capolino makes a good point. I remember the arguments. If you remember, there was flooding 2 years in a row where they had no access to the eight individual homes out around the other side. That means no emergency vehicles, no fire, anything could get over because we didn't have that other bridge. Don't get me wrong, Mr. Capolino, I don't support that bridge. And we did go to court to determine who owned it. The court determined that the county owned it. We did put you in a beautiful 150-foot bridge on the other end. Of the 193 cars that access that bridge daily, what is the detour in mileage for those individuals if they want to go to that restaurant that you spoke about or the garage, the shop? There you go. So I think this is a daily occurrence. This is a yearly thing that the town of Fowler has recognized that this county is not going to set the precedent for opening a bridge that we've determined is ours that we think is not useful for that traffic, for the eight homes. But there is the issue of public safety. You have mitigated, you put additional sluice pipe in, whether that'll handle the next beaver dam that breaks, which is on private property, that was the cause of the flooding. But for 2 years in a row, that's what those eight individuals in Fowler experienced. This is totally different. It isn't apples to oranges, but it's still public safety. So I would say, I realize my motion to table was not effective. This same impassioned speeches that you all made could have been made to the board members of Weller Mountain, and we wouldn't be facing this expenditure, whether it's money that went to the trails out of us or whatever. We're looking at an expenditure of $155,000, the liability and the precedent. I cannot support this.
Thank you. Do I dare ask, is there anybody else? Mr. Arquette.
This may suggest that the DEC may have proposed this alternate route, knowing that there was an uproar with the membership because it was far cry from what they had voted on earlier. It'd be 200 yards, that's their back door. They don't want a trail running through their back door. That was by design. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Call a question.
Call a question. Is there a motion to call a question? Is there a second? Mr. Perkins. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. You wanted a roll call.
Yes.
Roll call vote, please.
Thank you. Tony Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
No.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
No.
Fay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
12 yes, 2 no, 1 absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers, next resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for modifying the 2019 Department of Highways budget for temporary bridges for Jones Road over West Branch of St. Regis River, Town of Hoppington, bid number 3366590, bid number 3341150. As the finance chair, I'm obligated to bring this resolution for approval.
Is there a second? By Mr. Burke, Mr. Arquette, Ms. Curran. Mr. Arquette. Question. Did I not hear you address under the first decrease appropriations, eliminating the $20,000 figure and inserting a $32,000 figure?
That would be correct.
All right. An amendment has been offered. Is there a second to the amendment by Ms. Curran? Excuse me. Ms. Arquette, Mr. Burke? You don't even look alike. All in favor of the
discussion
amendment? Go ahead.
So can Renee, can you do the explanation of what this actually, the financial transactions, what they represent?
So I don't know if the correction at the top, I think the original didn't have the dollar amount in it. So now that we know that the bid was for $135,000, it started with, that was the first change for the subcontracts at the top. The increased revenue section, I think the change was for the transfer from general of $48,000. So, and under the decreased appropriation in the next section, there were changes from the ATV fund to $32,000 and $50,000. And if you drew a line right there across those first three groupings, all of those are in the capital fund. All of those accounts are either the ATV fund or the donations to the ATV fund plus the transfer from general. So it's coming in as a revenue. The next section is the bottom two lines are removing the money from contingency and transferring to capital.
So I guess my question is, if I have a constituent that asked me how much of their tax dollars were spent on this bridge, what would be the correct answer?
The transfer, actually the $48,000 decrease in the contingency comes from general fund.
Okay. So. And the monies that are coming from the Snowmobile Club, those were generated from registrations paid by St. Lawrence County residents?
That I can't answer. For the $5,000, I'm not certain where they received their money from. Okay. Is that what you're talking about? The $5,000, yeah.
What about the $50,000?
Oh, the in-kind supplies. So there's been an established capital project for, I'm not certain how many years, John may know, 2012? At least 2012, I think, for the ATV. Yep. And how that was funded originally, I don't have in front of me.
Ruth, do you know if that $50,000 is generated from the taxpayers?
Well, I think they would be one and the same if they're registration, but we can find that out for you.
Thank you.
Mr. Arquette, did you want to speak?
I believe the money comes from the snowmobile grant that we passed through our soil and marsh.
Okay, thank you. There is an amendment on the floor that has been put forward and seconded. Is there any additional discussion on the amendment to the resolution? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
One opposed? Two opposed. Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Akers. The amendment to the resolution is carried. Now to the amended resolution. Is there any further discussion on the amended resolution? Roll call vote, please.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth?
No.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
No.
Fay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
12 yes, 2 no, 1 absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers, the next resolution, please.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution approving the 2020 St. Lawrence County Solid Waste Department fee rates, and I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, and Mr. Leader. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsyth? Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with All Paid Incorporated, doing business as Government Pay Net, to provide credit card services at the solid waste main office and transfer stations. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for elections, real property, and community college apportionments for the year 2020, I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the self-insurance plan administrator to sign a contract with Triad Group, LLC, third-party administrator for the workers' compensation plan. I move this resolution.
Second by Mr. Forsyth and Ms. Quatt. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Atlantic Testing Laboratories, LLC, for environmental investigation on tax delinquent properties in St. Lawrence County. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Denisha, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for assigned council cost. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Mr. Perkins and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I won't be supporting this resolution. I know it's kind of a mute argument. It's hours that have been logged and paid for. I can't justify almost a half a million dollars in overtime cost.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Forsyth?
Am I correct that we've already incurred these expenses?
Both what we've incurred and what we expect to incur by the end of the year.
Okay.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
No.
Fay?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
13 yes, one no, one absent.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution designating the St. Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce as the 2020 St. Lawrence County Tourism Promotion Agent and designating a project director for the Empire State Development Division of Tourism Matching Funds Program. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Perkins? Is there a second? By Mr. Burke, Ms. Curran, and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract addendum with the ARC of Jefferson and St. Lawrence County to provide transit service into Lewis County. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was a meeting last week in Star Lake, and it was Mr. Doldo, Frank Doldo, was the head of the public transit. And we met with at the Clifton Fine Senior Housing in Star Lake, as well as the community center in Star Lake. And I'd heard the term food desert a couple years ago, and I said, we don't live in the food desert. Well, we certainly do. We've got a number of areas, being a rural county. And what this will do, this will extend the existing transit route to Harrisville. It'll add that to the list so that folks can have access to a full-service grocery store.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a letter for St. Lawrence County to discontinue involvement with the Municipal Healthcare Financing Collective. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. At this point, I would entertain a motion to suspend rules. By Ms. Terminelli, seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, excuse me. It's for one resolution. And I think that you probably all have it in front of you. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So under suspension of the rules, Mr. Forsythe, would you present this resolution? Is there a second? Ms. Curran. Ms. Arquette, Ms. Terminelli. And as you can see, the date, if passed, will be January 2nd at 6 p.m. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. County Administrator's report.
Just a few items to update you on. I appreciate you considering the suspension of the rules resolution this evening. That was our oversight, not including it in your packet. Wanted to remind you and encourage you to attend. The State Emergency Services staff will be here on site next Tuesday, December 10th, from 12:30 to 4:30 for an Emergency Operations Center training. We'll be including department heads and key staff, so if it's possible for you to attend, let us know. All the requirements associated at this point with the Ready Commission have been met for our project, which is the Northumberland Street Bridge in Morristown. This has also been confirmed, and St. Lawrence County has opted in to utilize O'Brien and Gear as the engineering firm. We've also received confirmation that St. Lawrence County can now apply for Raise the Age reimbursement, providing the totals to you as soon as that is prepared as a result of receiving our tax cap certification that we did not override. The second session of CSEA negotiations was held last week, and this coming week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the CSEA 84 Local 8427 solid waste unit negotiations will begin. Next week at operations, you'll hear a presentation, as we've discussed, regarding Spillman and the inclusion of other municipalities into the CAD software we utilize in the Sheriff's Office and Emergency Services, as well as a presentation by LC Drives at the Services Committee. Tomorrow, for Vacancy Review Committee, there'll be 13 positions considered, and we will begin the discussion about how to address the discovery, bail reform, all of the changes expected without delay to begin January 1st. That will include, at least to begin with, the District Attorney's Office, the Sheriff's Office, and Emergency Services. And as you'll recall, $400,000 was set aside in contingency to provide for the initiation of how we'll address these issues. County Attorney Button attended oral arguments today in Washington, D.C. in the Supreme Court for the NYSERPA versus New York City case, and he'll be present next week to brief you on that. We're planning now the annual holiday gathering for Thursday, December 12th in the evening, and we'll send details tomorrow or Wednesday when that's confirmed. I'd like just to follow up on the discussion from committee about how notice will be provided with regard to the USRX Care prescription management resolution you adopted this evening. In addition to an email, a letter can go out and will go out to active employees as well as retirees, and a phone call as well as a follow-up to any who do not respond, so that we'll make sure that communication happens and they understand this isn't a scam. The NYSAC conference details have arrived January 27th through January 29th of 2020. Please contact our office or let Kelly or I know if you have interest in attending. Also, we'll begin drafting the 2020 schedule for both committee and board meetings. For six of the months in 2020, holidays occur, which typically forces that extra Monday into a double committee scenario. Four of the months in 2020 have five Mondays. They include March, June, August, and November. So typically that will also provide for a vacant Monday so that we don't have a meeting. We'll be conscious of school vacations and the summer schedule. A draft will be provided in your finance packet in the rules of procedure for you to review and bring any changes or requests for revisions to that meeting. Any questions? The other thing I did want to follow up on the earlier discussion with regard to the funds, resolution number 141-2013 established the funds associated with an RVRDA grant for trail development. There is $64,543.08, of which $50,000 will be used for that resolution, for that project. Any questions?
Thank you. Any old or new business? Seeing none, any committee reports? Ms. Terminale.
I would just like to quickly remind everybody that tomorrow night in Governor at 5:30 at the Community Center, there is the St. Lawrence County Water Management Plan. They'll be presenting their the St. Lawrence River Watershed Project. They'll be presenting their management plan. Excuse me. There's also a survey link that's available. I'm sure many of you have seen it out there. It's just asking you to describe your interaction with the land and the water. They're looking for people to participate in that. It'd be nice to have a show there for that.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
The jury board did meet November 22nd. The Honorable Judge Richards was there, and the Honorable Judge Farley was there. Melissa Sweet was at the meeting as well. She's the Commissioner of Jurors. And they talked a lot about statistics for the calendar year 2019. I could go over just a few of them over here on this paper if you want me to go through them, but if you're interested, it won't take long. But it gives you an idea of what's going on there in the courts, in the courthouse. There were 21,350 qualification questionnaires mailed out last year. Trial jurors summoned 32 times. Trial jurors appeared 16 times. The trial went to verdict 8 times. There were 5 civil jury trials, and there were 11 criminal jury trials. 4 civil jury trials ended with a verdict, and 1 settled on the second day. 5 criminal jury trials ended with a verdict, 1 mistrial, 4 pleas, and 1 adjourned. There were 1,015 jurors appeared altogether. So total per diem for trial jurors, $37,600. Trial jurors summoned January 1 through November 21, 2019, 9,735. There were 4 grand jury terms. There were 370 jurors summoned for the grand jury. And January 2nd term, there were the jurors appeared 13 days. The per diem cost was $5,320 for that particular term. March 25th was another term with 14 days that the jurors appeared. Jury's per diem that particular time was $4,040. June 17th term, jurors appeared 13 days, and jury per diem was $7,800. And that's probably about all you want to hear, the jury.
Thank you. Mr. Akers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to draw your attention to an article in North Country Now about the IJC, the International Joint Commission, has announced plans that they're going to deviate from the 2014 plan, and they're going to lower water levels in the St. Lawrence below normal in anticipation of higher levels of precipitation and runoff in 2020. All the lakes right now are at record levels, and of course not so much with the 2014 plan, just because of record levels of precipitation. So I would imagine that after the shipping season is over, that we will see lower levels along the St. Lawrence below normal.
Thank you. Anyone else? Just as a point of information, I was invited to participate with the IJC in a teleconferencing meeting next Monday. I am not going to be available to do that. Mr. Forsyth has agreed to participate in that in my stead, and I'm sure that we'll hear in a timely fashion what went on or what is going on with that. And I will say this, with no wind, the river is down. We're hopefully lucky with that. If there are no other reports, we have need for executive session for litigation and negotiations. Is there a motion to go into executive?
Appointments, excuse me.
By Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Chairman, I offer for consideration reappointment to the EMS Advisory Board, terms to expire 12/31/2022. Dr. Ryan Coates, 351 Sweeney Road, Potsdam, New York. James Moore, 316 Governor Street, Morristown, New York. Christopher Velez, 1034 Pond Road, Herman, New York. And Nicholas Wildey, 3728 County Route 14, Madrid, New York.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins, Ms. Curran, and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer for reappointments to the Workforce Development Board, Pamela Doherty of Augsburg, Luann King of Waddington, Dallas Sutton of Augsburg, Zavi Safrand of Canton.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Perkins, and Mr. Reagan. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. By Nancy and Ms. Curran, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.